Malaysia's refugee identification reform, balancing security, protection, and human dignity. A policy analysis of refugee registration, biometric identification, and future pathways for protection. By Zomi Press. Beyond News and Views. As governments across Southeast Asia seek more effective ways to manage migration, security, and humanitarian responsibilities, the issue of refugee identification has become increasingly significant. Recent developments in both Thailand and Malaysia have renewed regional discussions about how states can simultaneously strengthen national security, improve migration governance, and uphold the dignity and rights of people displaced by conflict and persecution. For Malaysia, home to one of the largest refugee populations in the region, the introduction of a government-managed refugee registration and biometric identification system represents a potentially transformative policy development. While some welcome it as a step toward better governance and protection, others have raised concerns about privacy, legal safeguards, and the future treatment of vulnerable populations. At the center of the debate lies an important question. Can a modern refugee identification system serve both national security and humanitarian protection? Malaysia's refugee landscape. Malaysia currently hosts more than 215,000 refugees and asylum seekers registered with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR. The majority originate from Myanmar, including Rohingya, Chin, Kachin, Karen, and other ethnic communities displaced by armed conflict, persecution, political instability, and human rights violations. Malaysia is not a party to the 1951 Refugee Convention or its 1967 Protocol. Consequently, refugees and asylum seekers lack formal legal status under domestic immigration law. Most rely upon documentation issued by UNHCR as evidence of their need for international protection. Despite the generosity and hospitality demonstrated by many Malaysians, refugees continue to face numerous challenges, including limited access to lawful employment, restricted access to education and healthcare, vulnerability to trafficking and labor exploitation, risk of arrest, detention, and immigration enforcement actions, lack of officially recognized identity documentation. These challenges affect not only refugees themselves but also government authorities tasked with maintaining public order, immigration management, and national security. Refugees have responsibilities under Malaysian law. An important principle often overlooked in public discourse is that refugee protection and compliance with national law are not mutually exclusive. Refugees residing in Malaysia are expected to respect Malaysian laws and regulations, cooperate with legitimate authorities, refrain from criminal activities, respect local customs and communities, maintain accurate registration records. International protection does not exempt individuals from accountability under the law. UNHCR itself consistently emphasizes that refugee status is intended to protect individuals fleeing persecution and violence, not to shield anyone from legal consequences resulting from criminal conduct. Likewise, authorities bear a responsibility to ensure that law enforcement actions are conducted fairly, proportionately, and in accordance with humanitarian standards and due process. The rule of law remains essential to both national stability and refugee protection. Why refugee identification matters? Across the world, governments increasingly rely on biometric systems, including fingerprints, facial recognition technology, and digital identity records, to improve identity management. For refugee populations, reliable identification systems can produce important benefits. Strengthening security. Biometric verification helps reduce identity fraud, duplicate registrations, human trafficking, organized crime, forged documentation, security vulnerabilities. Accurate records enable authorities to better understand who is present within national borders while reducing opportunities for abuse of the system. Enhancing protection. At the same time, recognized identity documentation can significantly improve refugee protection by establishing a verifiable identity, reducing wrongful detention, facilitating humanitarian assistance, improving access to essential services, strengthening protection against exploitation. For many displaced persons, the absence of a recognized identity often creates greater insecurity than the possession of documentation. Malaysia's new refugee registration initiative. Malaysia has announced plans to implement the Dokumen Pendaftaran Pelarian, DPP. Framework, a government-managed refugee registration system expected to incorporate biometric information and official identification documentation. According to statements from Malaysia's Ministry of Home Affairs, the initiative is intended to improve migration management, enhance national security, establish a more accurate refugee database, strengthen administrative oversight, improve coordination between agencies. Officials have clarified that the DPP does not confer citizenship, permanent residency, or automatic immigration status. Rather, the initiative is designed as a registration and identification mechanism intended to improve governance and accountability. From a public policy perspective, this distinction is important because many governments seek to balance humanitarian obligations with concerns relating to sovereignty, border management, and national security. The UNHCR perspective. UNHCR has long advocated for effective registration and identity management systems as essential tools of refugee protection. Around the world, UNHCR supports secure registration systems because they verify individuals in need of international protection, reduce fraud and duplication, improve accountability, facilitate humanitarian assistance, support long-term solutions. UNHCR has utilized biometric registration technologies in refugee operations globally for many years, including fingerprint and facial recognition systems. From the UNHCR perspective, effective documentation promotes both protection and responsible governance when accompanied by appropriate safeguards. Human rights and data protection considerations. While biometric registration offers substantial benefits, humanitarian organizations emphasize that strong protections must accompany any refugee identification framework. Several key principles are particularly important. Confidentiality. Personal information should be protected from unauthorized disclosure or misuse. Data security. Biometric information must be securely stored and protected from cyber threats, unauthorized access, and exploitation. Protection against refoulement. No refugee registration system should facilitate the forced return of individuals to countries where they face persecution, torture, armed conflict, or serious threats to life and freedom. Due process. Refugees should have access to transparent procedures and opportunities to correct errors or challenge administrative decisions affecting their status. Humanitarian organizations argue that public trust in any identification system depends heavily on the existence of these safeguards. Lessons from Thailand. Thailand recently entered a new phase of refugee management by issuing government-recognized identification cards to refugees from Myanmar residing in temporary shelters along the Thai-Myanmar border. The initiative has been welcomed by UNHCR and other humanitarian actors because it combines state oversight with practical protections. The identification cards support legal recognition, improved identity verification, access to banking services, SIM card registration, greater self-reliance, access to lawful employment opportunities. Thailand's approach reflects a broader understanding that refugee populations can contribute positively to society when provided with regulated pathways toward stability and self-sufficiency. Rather than viewing refugees solely through a security lens, the policy seeks to combine protection, accountability, and economic participation. Can Malaysia follow a similar path? Malaysia possesses many of the institutional capacities necessary to implement a modern refugee identification framework similar to emerging regional models. A balanced approach could include government-issued refugee identification, a secure and officially recognized refugee identity document, biometric verification, reliable identification systems that reduce fraud and strengthen public security, clear legal frameworks, transparent policies outlining both refugee responsibilities and government obligations, humanitarian safeguards, strong protections against arbitrary detention, discrimination, and forced return, continued cooperation with UNHCR, partnerships that combine national sovereignty with international expertise, structured employment pathways, carefully regulated access to lawful employment in sectors experiencing labor shortages. Such measures could benefit refugees, employers, humanitarian organizations, and government agencies alike. The importance of trust. Ultimately, the success of any refugee registration system depends upon trust. Refugees must trust that registration will not expose them to harm. Governments must trust that registration enhances security and accountability. Humanitarian organizations must trust that international protection principles are respected. Without trust, vulnerable populations may avoid registration, undermining the effectiveness of the system. With trust, identification systems can become powerful tools that strengthen both protection and governance. Looking ahead, the future of refugee management in Southeast Asia is likely to involve greater use of digital identity systems, biometric verification, and government-recognized documentation. Malaysia now stands at an important policy crossroads. If designed carefully, a modern refugee identification framework could strengthen national security, improve migration governance, combat trafficking and fraud, protect vulnerable populations, enhance social stability, promote responsible humanitarian management. The challenge is not choosing between security and compassion. The challenge is building policies that achieve both. For refugees who have already lost homes, livelihoods, communities, and loved ones to war and persecution, a secure and recognized identity can represent far more than an administrative document. It can become a foundation for safety, accountability, dignity, and hope. Zomi Press Policy Insight. A secure refugee identification system should not be viewed solely as a security instrument nor exclusively as a humanitarian measure. The most effective models integrate lawful governance, national security, refugee accountability, human rights protections, and international cooperation. Thailand's recent reforms demonstrate that protection and responsibility can advance together. Malaysia's evolving refugee registration framework presents an opportunity to develop a model that safeguards national interests while recognizing the dignity and humanity of those forced to flee conflict and persecution. As Southeast Asia continues to confront displacement challenges arising from Myanmar and other regional crises, the pursuit of policies that balance security, protection, and human dignity will remain one of the defining humanitarian and governance challenges of our time. References: United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR. Figures at a glance in Malaysia. https://www.unhcr.org/my/about-us/figures-at-a-glance-in-Malaysia-United-Nations-High-Commissioner-for-Refugees-UNHCR. Registration and Identity Management. https://www.unhcr.org/registration-and-identity-management-United-Nations-High-Commissioner-for-Refugees-UNHCR-Malaysia. Important update on Dokumen Pendaftaran Pelarian, DPP, program. https://refugeemalaysia.org/important_update_on_document_pendaftaran_pelarian_dpp_program United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR. Government-issued ID cards mark new era of refugee inclusion and self-reliance in Thailand. https://www.unhcr.org/news/press-releases/government-issued-id-cards-mark-new-era-refugee-inclusion-and-self-reliance-Thailand-United-Nations-High-Commissioner-for-Refugees-UNHCR-Thailand. UNHCR welcomes Thailand's move to issue identification cards to refugees in temporary shelters. https://www.unhcr.org/th/n/UNHCR-welcomes-Thailand's-move-to-issue-identification-cards-to-refugees-in-temporary-shelter-united-nations-high-commissioner-for-refugees-UNHCR. UNHCR's new biometric system helps verify 110,000 Myanmar refugees in Thailand. https://www.unhcr.org/news/stories/UNHCR's-new-biometrics-system-helps-verify-110000-Myanmar-refugees-Thailand Ministry of Home Affairs, Malaysia, Kementerian Dalam Negeri. Dokumen Pendaftaran Pelarian, DPP, https://www.kdn.gov.mygovernmentofmalaysia. National Security Council Directive No. 23, Dasar Pengurusan Pelarian dan Penkari Suaka, https://www.mkn.gov.mybernama. Government to introduce document pendoftaran pelarian, DPP, https://www.bernama.com. Reuters. Thai jobs for Myanmar refugees could show way forward for Asian nations, UN says. The 9th of June 2026. https://www.reuters.com/world/asia-pacific/thai-jobs-myanmar-refugees-could-show-way-forward-asian-nations-un-says-2026-06-09. Reuters, UNHCR says fewer people displaced worldwide in 2025 but long-term refugee crisis persists. The 11th of June 2026, https://www.reuters.com/world/unhcr-says-fewer-people-displaced-worldwide-2025-long-term-refugee-crisis-2026-11. Human Rights Watch. Malaysia. New refugee registration system raises concerns. https://www.hrw.org/news/2026/05/04/malaysia-new-refugee-registration-system-raises-concerns-fortify-rights. Malaysia. New refugee registration scheme must protect rights. https://www.fortifyrights.org UNHCR operational data portal. Myanmar situation. https://data.unhcr.org/n/situations/Myanmar-United-Nations. Global Compact on Refugees. https://www.unhcr.org/global-compact-on-refugees.html/United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR. Convention Relating to the Status of Refugees, 1951, https://www.unhcr.org/1951-refugee-convention.html/United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR. What is non-refoulement? https://www.unhcr.org/what-is-a-refugee.html. About Zomi Press. Zomi Press is committed to providing balanced, fact-based, and policy-oriented journalism that informs public understanding of issues affecting the Zomi people and the wider international community. Zomi Press motto. Beyond news and views. www.zomipress.com